I have been lacking a game on my phone that I can just lose myself in. No thoughts, zoning out, but also still challenged, like I can't stop playing. Well, along came June's journey. So June Parker has to search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game, but you also get this captivating detective story while also being set in the 1920s. Each chapter uncovers a collection of hidden objects that you use to solve the murder. So on top of solving the mystery, you also get this fun option to customize your very own luxurious estate island. You can have expansive gardens, beautiful buildings. You can really let your imagination run wild. I love the little script that plays out. I love June's journey, literally. I love the clothes. I love the sets that you're looking for objects in. I just have the best time laying in my bed, winding down, zoning out, building my island estate, solving the murder of June's sister. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Moon has a portable colonic system that you can do at home. Piece of the plastic got stuck in my rear end.
Is there anybody who does not have diarrhea? Raise their hand.
Today someone stole my toilet paper, so I went running to Ramona's room.
That's your poop spoon right there. Oh my God. Oh Jesus. What's the matter? Ramona, you gotta go in the bathroom.
What'd I do?
Go the other poop all over. Did I walk in it?
I don't know.
Ramona really needs to put a cork in it and know your limitations. I do. That's why I wear a diaper when needed.
One of the through lines on Bravo, whether we like it or not, has been the talk of gut health. And it actually is as funny as it has been for us. It's actually quite important. And I feel like an asshole because I preach it all the time. I'm like, you know, gut health is really important, guys. But I just have a really surface level understanding of what it means. Like, I know that probiotics are good, but I'm not totally sure why. And I also know that when my stomach is upset due to like emotional binging the night before, I'm more anxious the next day. So I know that there's a connection between my gut and my mental state. But again, don't totally know why. And I know a lot of you, I know a lot of you listeners and viewers can connect to this topic. So it's really amazing that we have Tina Anderson here today. She is the founder of Just Thrive, and she has the most bitchin' background. I'll let her get further into her story because she can tell it way better than me. But she was a trial attorney, and then she left that to raise her kids, and then she worked in the pharmaceutical industry thinking she was going to be helping people, only to realize you're not helping people. And so she dedicated her life to founding this company, this product, this strain, and building this line of amazing, kind of life-changing, life-saving products, to be honest. But I'm so excited. You're going to love this interview. If you are interested in this topic, you should be though, because the stuff I learned today, I'm not going to be sleeping on my gut health anymore. You know how we take when you take any kind of vitamins for your immune system, like when you take emergency or airborne or anything like that to protect yourself against whatever cold or flu's going around, if your stomach is inflamed and bloated and uncomfortable, it's almost pointless. Because basically, that is your immune system. She just taught me a lot. She taught me a lot. And so you, if you want to stick around and listen, you'll learn a lot too, I think. So enjoy. Welcome, Tina Anderson. So my first question is, it is slightly embarrassing because I should know this. Okay. Because when I talk about gut health, I am really only thinking about vanity, if I'm being honest. I just want a flat stomach. So I'm only really saying, like, I just want to be regular. But I know, and I put this in quotes, that gut health is much more than that. So could you please tell us, me, why gut health is important for your overall health?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think this is where we really need to drive the point home is, you are absolutely right. Gut health is responsible for so much of our overall health. It's actually hard to find a disease state that's out there that's not attributable to some imbalance going on in the gut. And I think that's really hard for people to wrap their heads around because everyone's thinking gas or bloating, like you mentioned, diarrhea, constipation. Yes, those are all signs of some gut dysbiosis or some gut imbalance. But there are so many other signs out there. You know, acne is a great example. Skin rashes that you have, those are signs of having some imbalance in our guts. Allergies, someone who gets sick all the time. Our immune system is all dictated by the health or unhealth of our gut. Even when you're talking about heart disease, cancer, diabetes, these all stem from an imbalance going on in our gut. And that is what the Human Microbiome Project came out about 10, 15 years ago, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. And just told us that, like, the gut, the microbes that are living in and on us are dictating virtually every aspect of our overall health.
The skin, that is a big one. Because I grew up with eczema issues and we could not, because this, I mean, not to age myself, but you know, I'm not in my 20s. So this was, you know, information like this has come a long way and we were putting all kinds of ointments on top of it. Mm-hmm. And you can only do so much that way. And it wasn't until I had a really bad bout with a dairy overkill. Like I just ate literally a pint of ice cream on my own my stomach hurt so bad that they took me to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Because they thought something was that wrong with me. And it was so embarrassing because I'm like sitting in a hospital bed for them to go, you just ate too much damn ice cream and your body can't digest dairy. And then when I cut out dairy for a week, my eczema was almost gone.
Wow.
And we were like, oh, so food connects to skin issues.
Yeah. Who would have thought, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
even like gum disease and you've got skin irritations or acne, and who would all ever think that all those things are all stemming from the exact same place? It's your gut. So absolutely.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and where Just Thrive came from.
Oh, yeah. So I have a very interesting background. I was in litigation for many years and did, you know, I was a lawyer, went that route, worked crazy hours and started having children and decided that that is not the life that I wanted to live with my kids. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to go work at a family pharmaceutical business as their general counsel. So that was great because I had a lot more flexibility and was able to be a mom and be, you know, walk my kids to school and stuff like that, which important to me. So but being in that industry, being in the pharmaceutical industry initially was super exciting because I'm like, this is awesome. We're delivering life-saving medications to people and changing lives. And we thought this was great. After being in the pharmaceutical industry for a while, we really started to see a lot of the abuses going on. You know, we saw the overprescribing of drugs. We saw the, you know, pharmaceutical reps going in and trying to talk doctors into prescribing more of a pharmaceutical that maybe a patient didn't necessarily need. And we saw that with our own relatives. You know, one of our relatives that comes to mind is this one aunt who basically was on one medication that caused like skin issues. And then she was on another medication to take care of the skin issues, which caused stomach issues. And then she had joint pain. I mean, it was like she was on one, she had one issue that now caused her to be on a dozen different medications and never getting better. And we started to like see that the pharma industry is great for life-saving medications for acute type situations, some, you know, specific need, but there's not an emphasis on prevention. There's not an emphasis on maintenance of your health. It's really just about treating symptoms. And that was really bothersome to us. And it wasn't the way we lived our lives with our kids. I mean, we our kids would get a fever and I kind of let it run its course a little bit because that's our body's way of, you know, fighting an infection. And of course I wouldn't let it go, you know, to a dangerously high level, but it's our body is so beautifully designed to take care of ourselves. And we need to embrace that and nurture those systems in our body to help support our own, you know, immune system to support itself.
Abso-freaking-lutely. My dad loves a doctor and a medication.
I know. It's like, you just can't get people out of that mindset. I mean, I just, you know, you just can't get them out of it. It's just,
it drives me nuts. I'm like, Dad, maybe just cut out ice cream at the end of the night. Try that. Maybe you won't have heartburn when you try to fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, my dad's doctor, actually, I love the guy because he said to my dad, I think I understand the need for supplements. I just don't understand them enough to tell you about them. And I thought, okay, you know, but why are doctors so educated on pharmaceuticals? Because going in, they have the millions of dollars, they're going in and educating doctors. And, you know, we as a society need to start educating doctors on nutrition and on, you know, supplements and when they're appropriate and how to use them and how to decide what is good and, you know, a really good high quality product. And so that's the tricky part. Pharma is educating our doctors. I mean, they fund medical schools. And so it's too bad. And no one's talking about gut health. And yet it's so important. And it's so anyway, so back to my story. So basically, my husband and I, we do a lot of deep thinking. We are very much into prayer and meditation and mindset. And we had been talking to a naturopath, my husband's naturopathic doctor, and we were talking about doing something more in the natural space. And there were a couple different products that kind of came to mind, but didn't really resonate with us. And then one day he called us into his office and said, "You will not believe this, but we got the rights." He goes, "We have the opportunity to license these like game-changing, totally disrupting type of strains from London University." And we just dove into the research, started learning about these strains and why they're so different and why they're really nature's true probiotic strain. And so We did it. We have three, you know, kids. They were in high school and middle school at the time. We took our life savings, and literally dove in and we created Just Thrive. And that's how it was born. And it was scariest, but yet the most gratifying thing I've ever done.
That's so cool. Okay. So then perfect. My next question is also selfish because I truly need to finally understand why I tell people to take probiotics. Why are they so important?
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to the gut that we were talking about, like how the gut is dictating our overall health. So we know that, like I said, you know, we think of gout, diarrhea, constipation as being an imbalance in the gut, but 80% of our immune system is found in our gut. Our immune system does not function unless our gut biome is signaling to our immune system. So our immune system is dictated by the health of our gut. Our, you know, the allergies you mentioned eczema, an autoimmune disease, you know, autoimmune issues are all an imbalance. They're all stemmed by gut imbalances going on. And so, but here's what's so bad is we're living in this world right now that is so disruptive to our microbes. We are 10 times more bacterial cells than we are human cells. So that we should like say that again, 10 times we are more bacterial than we are human. And yet we live in this world that is so antibacterial. You know, it's like the antibacterial soaps, the antibacterial hand sanitizers, all these antibacterial products out there that are killing our microbes on a daily basis. And yet our bacteria is so beneficial to us. It's got like a bad rap. It needs a PR campaign because, you know, I mean, really, I feel bad. Less than 1% of our bacteria is harmful. the 99.99% of our bacteria is actually incredibly beneficial. And yet we're living in a world that's so disruptive to it. Like, we know the antibiotics that we take are so disruptive to our bacteria, to our gut microbiome. We know that glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup. So Roundup is sprayed all over our produce, and we're going to the grocery store, we're buying all this produce that is loaded with glyphosates. Glyphosate is so disruptive to our gut bacteria. We know the food, processed foods, all the foods that we're eating and the world we're living in. And the sterile environment is actually really disruptive. And this is why we're seeing allergies. I mean, when I was a kid, which was a long, long time ago, I knew one child who had a peanut, one classmate that had a peanut allergy. Obviously, we know now there are, you know, peanut-free tables. It's an epidemic. I mean, these allergies, and this is all because our guts are being attacked on a daily basis. And this is why we need to be focusing on a probiotic and other gut solutions to really focus on our gut health, because it is so, it's attacked. There's offenders in our lives every day. Household cleaning products. You know, we are trying to be clean, and we buy these household cleaning products that say kills 99.99% of the bacteria. There was a study done that showed that households that use those types of cleaners actually had children with a higher level, higher incidence of allergies and autoimmune issues, because those were killing our microbes on a regular basis. Cleaning products, household, or, you know, personal care products too, you know, our shampoos and all of these things are just many things in there, and chemicals that are just disrupting our microbiome, which are the bacteria living in and on us.
Okay.
Sorry. So, like, that's the bad news. I mean, the bad news is that we have all of these disruptors to our gut. We know our gut microbiome, the bacteria living in and on us. We have good bacteria and bad bacteria.
Yeah.
And we don't want to kill off all of the bad bacteria. We just want the good bacteria to outweigh the bad bacteria. And we really, that is really important of keeping, to keep that balance in our gut microbiome. And the world we live in is so disruptive and is not allowing the good bacteria to flourish or thrive in our gut. And so that's why, you know, there, we go to probiotics and we go to other things that will help support our gut health. And that's why it's so important. So that's the good, the bad news, but then there's good news. We have good news. I mean, we definitely have good news.
I'm tripping that we are more bacteria than we are. That's okay. Now I'm getting it. Now I'm, because the way I found probiotics was I was on antibiotics because I worked somewhere where we just kept getting each other sick. There were just so many of us, and we were those, like, we work even when we're sick people, and we were just passing around a flu like all year long. So we were just antibiotics after antibiotics, and I kept getting UTIs because of the antibiotics. And that's how I learned about probiotics. And that was just my very baseline understanding. And I knew it was something like you need probiotics to give you back the bacteria. But that was, I didn't really know what that meant.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's a really good point, because there's this whole idea that we want to reseed the gut with probiotics. So if you take a garden, for example, so the garden is, there's a garden that has plants and weeds, and it's been stepped on and trampled on. Like, there's these great flowers and plants, but they've been stepped on and trampled on, and there's weeds in that garden. So the old idea was to reseed the gut. So you throw in, you know, a new plant here and there, and now the plant is better. But no one's doing anything with those plants that have been stepped on and trampled on. Nobody's getting rid of the weeds. So that's what's so different about the strains, that why we're so excited about the strains that we got from London University, is that when you go into that garden, what our probiotic strains do is they actually go into that garden and they attach to the soil and they get rid of the weeds. So in our attached to the intestinal cell wall, they get rid of a lot of the overgrowth of the pathogenic or the bad bacteria. And then, going back to that garden, they go to those plants that have been stepped on and trampled on, and they help bring them back to life. Ooh. So it's like taking your own good bacteria and helping it flourish in your gut. It's going in there and, like, helping our good bacteria thrive in our gut, rather than, you know, when you're in, rather than just throwing a good plant here and there. I mean, that'll make the garden prettier, but it's not really changing the whole makeup of our gut bacteria. And the other thing I forgot to mention that is really important, a really important problem that we discover with our an imbalance in our gut is mood health and our brain health. So, you know, anxiety, depression, you know, mood swings, even ADHD and those types of things are all stemming from an imbalance in our gut. There's something called the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve attaches the from the brainstem all the way down to the intestines, and there's signals going back and forth to each other. So, you know, we all know we have that feeling of butterflies in our stomach. That's the brain sending signals down to the gut. Well, the reverse is also true. The gut sends signals back to the brain. So a lot of times people will say, well, what should I do to take care of my gut? And we could go into a lot of different things that I recommend to support your gut health in addition to probiotics. But one of them I always tell people is meditate or do deep breathing, but change your lifestyle to have a more calm lifestyle, because the brain sends signals to the gut and the gut sends signals to the brain. And so it's really important that we remember that too. Serotonin, which is the happy hormone, is produced in our gut. In fact, 90%, not everyone thinks of serotonin being produced in our brain. 90% of our serotonin is produced in our gut.
Girl.
Yeah, I know. It's like, hello. It's like all of these psychiatrists out there have had their hands tied using, you know, all these SSRIs and anti-anxiety meds, when really the problem has been in the gut. Dopamine is produced in the gut. GABA, which is the calming hormone, produced in the gut. So, you know, there is a huge connection between the gut and the brain. And so many of these really important neurotransmitters are actually being produced in the gut, not in the brain.
Okay. Here's how I know you're not lying. Okay. Because when I have some of my like bad, you know, junk food binging, the next day I feel depressed and anxious.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All of those things. I mean, it makes so much sense. Or you're like hungover, somebody, you know, drank too much. You wake up. I mean, alcohol is incredibly disruptive to the gut. Sugar's incredibly disruptive to the gut. And the gut is
sugar.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, but it's bad true. News. No, because like I definitely notice a difference when I eat the foods that I know upset my stomach. Like, it's not just, I just thought it was me. No, like I thought it was because I associate it with, you know, because I unfortunately have like eating issues where I'm like, that's good food, that's bad food. But it's not necessarily just me putting it in those categories. It's literally like my stomach is sending those signals. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, think about that. You know, when you're nervous, what do you have to do? Like go to the bathroom, you know?
Yeah.
You get the, like I said, like butterflies in the stomach. I mean, we all have felt those things. That's not just coincidental. I mean, it's truly scientific and it's backed by science. We know that there are signals sending back and forth to each other through this vagus nerve, which is the largest, I call it the, you know, communication superhighway, because it's one of the largest nerves sending back and signals back and forth to each other.
Well, okay. So I'm just loving this. All right. So the Just Thrive probiotic sounds sexy because it sounds like it's doing a very clean job of planting a beautiful garden. How long does it take to see results? And are there any side effects we should look out for?
Yeah, great. So let me talk about the side effects. The side effects of the product are better mood, sleeping better, you know, better energy. I mean, we always laugh about this. Like in the pharmaceutical world, it's like side effects include suicidal thoughts and, you know, all these
death.
Awful things. Death. Yeah. Like, you know, it's crazy. And then you sit there and you hear our side effects. Like we have so many people that will come to the product because they have gas or bloating or whatever it might be. And then they're like, Am I supposed to have like better weight management? I feel like I've lost a few pounds since I started this product. And, you know, we are definitely not a weight loss supplement at all, but we know that our gut bacteria helps dictate whether we're one of those people that could, you know, eat a cupcake and, you know, gain 10 pounds, or one of those people that, you know, could look at a cupcake and not gain any weight. You know, it's like, we all know those people. So that could not really gain any weight when they're doing it. A lot of it is because of their gut bacteria it dictates your metabolism. So with Just Thrive probiotic, we have these spore strains in our product. And these are those unique strains that I talked about. We were disruptors in the market. It was actually interesting because we used to be like, we wouldn't want to use the word spore because it's kind of like an ugly word. It's not a mushroom spore, but now it's like everyone's, oh, we have a spore probiotic because we know that those are the effective, those are the hearty ones. Those are the ones that make it intestines alive. One of the biggest differences with Just Thrive is in these spore-based probiotics is their ability to get to the intestines alive. The overwhelming majority of probiotics are out that are out there die before they ever get to the intestines. And so, you know, one of the big myths out there with probiotics is that they need to be refrigerated, you know, and that the reason that came about is because to be defined as a probiotic, it needs to be a live microorganism. So it doesn't need to be alive in the refrigerator. It needs to be alive when it's in your intestines.
Oh,
yes. And so if these probiotics can't withstand the room temperature of the store shelf, they actually need to be refrigerated to remain alive. So that means they can't withstand the room temperature of the store shelf. How in the world would they ever survive your body temperature? And the answer is they just aren't. Much less when these strains get to the stomach acid, which is very acidic. It's meant to be the gastric barrier. Overwhelming majority of probiotics on the market, like, I mean, I probably guess 95% of them die before they ever get to the intestines. And that's because they are not a spore-based probiotic. These spore-based probiotics have this shell around themselves that keep them dormant. It's not till they hit the intestines that they become alive. So just don't, I wouldn't want anybody to get like caught up in like, oh, it needs to be alive in the refrigerator. It needs to be alive when you get into the intestines. And you want to make sure your probiotic supplement has studies that back that up. And we, that was one of the first studies we did as a company, was a gastric survivability study that showed that these strains arrive 100% alive. But back to your original question about how long does it take to get, you know, see results. We see results within, you know, sometimes you could see it within a couple of days. Sometimes a couple months, you know, it all depends, but we always recommend that people stay on it. Like we have a 90-day product. We always recommend that you stay on it for at least 3 months because you're going to see all, you may see one improvement after a couple of weeks, but then you'll start to see other improvements over time. You start to become more regular. You know, that is the biggest thing. We need to be going to the bathroom all the time. I mean, it's the best feeling. You're cleaned out. You just feel so great. I always thought I was regular, you know, until I'm taking these strains. It's like, oh my gosh, now I know what regular is. And it just, it's such a great feeling. You feel lighter and there's no wonder why you start maybe losing a few pounds, why you're sleeping better. You're getting rid of those toxins. We shouldn't be keeping those toxins in our body on a regular basis.
Okay. All right. Big one, because I don't have a clue what these are. You've got the Precision Prebiotic. What is a prebiotic?
Yes, great question. So back to that garden analogy, the prebiotic is the food for the garden. So the think of the probiotic as the gardener going in there, getting rid of the weeds, helping those good plants come back to life, always tending to the garden. The prebiotic is the food for the garden. And so the biggest thing is the problem sometimes with many prebiotics out there is they feed that garden, but they also are feeding the weeds. And so sometimes people will start taking a prebiotic and they actually feel worse because now they already had an overgrowth of bad bacteria and now they're taking a prebiotic and that overgrowth is now becoming worse. So we are this gut health research-based company. We've done double-blind human clinical trials. We are very research-based, but we're so passionate about gut health. And we did not launch a prebiotic for a while because we could not find fibers that actually only targeted the beneficial bacteria. So in that garden analogy, our prebiotic fibers will only feed the good plants. They're not going to feed the weeds in the garden. And that's why they work so well together, because they're basically helping that gardener out so more, because they're actually getting rid of helping only feed the beneficial bacteria. So it's really, really exciting.
Oh, hence precision.
Precision. That's exactly it. The prebiotic is the key because it's actually precisely going after the beneficial bacteria in the gut and not feeding the bad bacteria. But it's literally, it's helping create diversity in the gut. We need a diverse microbiome that the National Institute of Health, the study that they did at the Microbiome Project told us that one of the most telltale signs of a healthy gut is a diverse microbiome. So all a diversity of different bacteria. And we know the probiotic alone is helping bring our bacteria back to life. So creating more diversity, but adding that prebiotic is actually tenfold increasing that diversity in the gut. So it's really, they're really great to be used together. As much as I would love to tell people to go out and get both, that would be great. And I would love for you to get both, but I always recommend people starting with one product because then you know, you start to see what you're feeling. And then maybe after 3 weeks, you know, starting on the prebiotic or whatever other product that you'd like. But I always like to, of course, as a business owner, I'd love to say, you know, buy them all right now. But I get more excited when I see when people start seeing the difference. You know, they start taking the probiotic and they start feeling a lot of changes. And then they start adding the prebiotic in and it's like, oh, all these other great things. Like you feel a little bit fuller with the prebiotic. And so I've heard a lot of people feel like you're you feel satiated.
Satiated.
You know, yes. Not like you don't feel like bloating. You feel like happy that you're, you know, you haven't, you know, you're not starving all the time. So a lot of people felt like taking the prebiotic, you actually, you know, it helps maintain your weight as well.
Speaking my language. But you do have another product though that I'm obsessed with, the Just Calm.
Yes, this is really exciting. So this was also another disruptor in the market. So Just Calm is something that we call a psychobiotic. So also a very new term out there. A psychobiotic is basically friendly bacteria that supports that vagus nerve that we talked about. It supports that gut brain access, that communication between the two. So this psychobiotic actually is helping with cortisol levels. It's actually helping we know that we have cortisol more cortisol creates inflammation in the brain, which we don't want. This is a product that's been studied to actually have you be able to handle mood better. You know, we all know those people that, you know, see something really scary on TV or see like an accident, they just are calm. They're able to handle things. They're able to handle the daily stressors when really there's most of us can't handle those things. And we know that this product has been like, it's so relevant with what's going on in the world right now. I mean, we are seeing stress at epidemic levels since COVID. It's so sad how quickly we sold out of this product when we launched it, because it's such a, you know, it is sad. I mean, it's like, just because it's so, I never in a million years would have thought it would have sold like it did, but it's people need solutions. And like I had mentioned, like psychiatrists have really had their hands tied all these years because they've been dealing with focusing on the brain when really it's from the gut. And now we know we have this psychobiotic that's helping with cortisol levels and being able to, it's even changing our brainwave function. So we know that being in a theta wave state, more of that flow state, kind of that calmer flow state when your cognitive function is working better, you're one of, you know, your creative juices are flowing and you're just in that zone, that's your theta wave. And we know that taking this particular strain called Bifidobacterium 1714 actually supports you, it helps you get into that theta wave state. It's helping bring down cortisol levels. So it's been a game changer. And again, that's another thing where people will just want to start on that product and that would be great. And I would just wait a couple of weeks before, you know, start with the probiotic. I always recommend people starting with the probiotic because like I said, we know that the probiotic alone is helping with the serotonin production and supporting our gut health. But then we also know that we need that, you know, if you're someone that doesn't handle stress well, that this Bifidobacterium longum 1714 that's in the Just Calm product will help support with the cortisol levels. So they're great to be used in conjunction with each other. And if you'd like to start with both of them, that's fine. But I would always recommend just starting first with one and to start slowly. I always recommend with the probiotic, especially just to start slowly. It is so powerful that sometimes people, when they start, they might feel a little bit of like, they call it die off. It's basically the pathogenic bacteria dying off and you might feel some discomfort and that's great. It's a great sign. It means that it's working, but I never want anyone to be uncomfortable. So I would always recommend just go slowly, maybe one capsule a day or one capsule every other day.
Oh.
And then you, or you could open the capsule and mix it, and you could do like a half a capsule one day, half a capsule the next day. You could mix it with food or drinks. Super easy. It's great for kids for that reason. They, in fact, I'm very passionate about children, just because we see, like I mentioned, the allergies out there. Kids' microbiomes are so much more disruptive than mine are, you know, have been, because we live in this world that's so disruptive right now, and the chemicals and the glyphosates in our food supply. So you could open the capsule and have half a capsule one day, half a capsule the other, just start out, and then eventually just go to one capsule a day. You could titrate up to one capsule a day. So I'd start with that. And then if you want to start with a Just Calm, or you could just start with Just Calm, whichever you'd like.
Okay. That was going to be my question. Like, if they could only do one product. So, I got the probiotic and the Just Calm. I've been taking the Just Calm at night. Is that a good idea?
Yeah. You know what? It's so funny because I will take it at night also, but we kind of recommend taking it during the day because so many people start their days out so stressed. It's not really supposed to make you sleepy. It's just supposed to calm you down. So you start your day.
Take it in the morning.
Yeah. See how you do with it in the morning. And then, I would recommend people try to take it, you know, kind of test it out and see what works for you. But a lot of times people just start their day out so stressed, their cortisol levels are high, which is good. You want your cortisol levels high in the beginning of the day, just not, you know, unhealthy high. So,
Switch it.
Yeah. See, it goes. And if you,
it was just my instinct. It was my instinct to take it at night. Cause it's like, it says just calm. So I thought, I'm looking at it like it was like a melatonin.
Yeah.
But I could definitely use it during the day. I could definitely use that during the day.
Yeah. That's the point. I think so many people could use it during the day because they're just faced with stressors every day. And we want to get down from that fight or flight, you know. We don't want to be in a fight or flight mode on a regular basis. We want to be more in a calm mode, not a sleepy out of it mode, but just, in fact, this other study on this strain that's used in Just Calm actually shows it improves cognitive function. So before my son's college finals, I'm like, you better be taking this. You know, he's a pretty calm kid to begin with, but I'm like, before your finals, you need to be taking this before you take a test. So,
That's great to know.
You're taking it, you know, going, you have a presentation to give, or you're a guest on a podcast, whatever it might be. So,
okay. So the takeaway, what is the most important thing you hope they take away, my listeners take away from this episode?
You know, just to focus on your gut health. You know, there are other things you could be doing with your gut health besides taking a high quality probiotic. I would always say, you know, like trying to eat healthy, staying away from processed foods as much as you can. You know, I always say, give yourself grace. Don't beat yourself up. Introduce baby steps into your routine. But one day, you know, you stop drinking that Diet Coke. I'm using myself as an example from years ago, you know, but you do it for one day, then you do it for 2 days. And the next thing you know, you do it for 2 months. And now it's been like 12 years for me, probably longer. And so
congratulations.
Thank you. And so just give yourself baby steps by introducing these things and, you know, being calm, doing things, changing your lifestyle. All of those things really do affect your overall health. But, you know, if there's one area of your health you're going to focus on, it is your gut, because anything else that you're doing, you're taking vitamin C, you're taking vitamin D, you're taking a multivitamin, all those things are super important. But if your gut is inflamed, if it's not healthy, it doesn't absorb those nutrients.
Yeah.
I mean, it is literally foundational for gut. And you're going to see so many other benefits, you know, not just decreased bloating and having a thinner, you know, feeling a thinner in your stomach, but better mood and all these other benefits will come from it. And it's really exciting. It's just really exciting, but I would just say to give yourself grace in the process and start slowly with whatever you're trying to introduce and congratulate yourself. You know, you've sat through this whole episode and you've educated yourself. And I think that's awesome. I'm all into empowering people to like take control of themselves, their health. And I applaud anyone who sat and listened to this whole episode, because I think it's really great that you're focusing on your health. And I appreciate, you know, you bringing me on to educate your community, because it is so important for health.
And I can tell all of you that Tina's skin is glowing. She is shiny and glowing. Like the health is exuding off of her. So we all have to do everything she's doing.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate all of your time. You've educated me tremendously. So, okay, guys, that wraps us up for today.
Don't forget to use my code SHESPEAKS to get 15% off a bottle of Just Calm and the amazing probiotic. And love you, mean it. And I'll see you next time. Bye. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening and for watching. If you wouldn't mind, if you are listening, could you please leave a 5-star rate and review? That would be amazing. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed. Like this video and comment below. That would also be fantastic. Don't forget, I've got the Patreon up and running now. That is where all the Bravo jams will be covered. I'm talking Table Flip. I'm talking old school Atlanta. I'm talking old school Beverly Hills. All the good stuff that brought us together as Bravo fans. And of course, follow me on social media if you're not already at She Speaks Bravo on TikTok and on Instagram. And if you want to go that extra mile to support me, buy me a coffee, or two, or five, at buymeacoffee.com/SheSpeaksBravo. All right, guys, I'll see you next time.